Okay, well, I'm standing looking at an incredible view down into the valley. I've walked up about 10 km from Mussy, pretty much straight up on a fairly winding road, hoping to get to the village of Saint-Mont, from where there's some incredible views apparently. I can just see it in the distance. It's an old, or it's in winter, it's a ski resort. Just above the tree line now, we're getting up. Not quite sure how many feet. Probably 4,000 or so, maybe a bit more. And a bit of a blow, there's a sign saying La Route est barrée, the road is closed, clearly closed for cars. They're building a tunnel. Part of the incredible investment this area gets, the Haute-Savoie is one of the largest, one of the most well-off regions in France. Or is it a département? I think it's a département, and the region of Savoie in general is one of the richest in France. And I suspect the investment, 10 million euros apparently, in this tunnel is as much to do with the tourist industry as it is with local transport. But anyway, it seems that the road is blocked. I was hoping to get on through to Saint-Mont. And I just talked to John on the phone. The wonders of technology, you can be high up in the mountains and still talking to him. And he suggested to go up to Saint-Mont to avoid the 10K straight back in the road. There was a nice little path that went past a grotte, a cave, and a hillside chapel, which I think I remember him writing about in the trilogy. But at the moment, I'm not quite sure if I can get through. Perhaps it means it's just close to cars and I can sneak by. But it's a fairly sheer drop. I'll take a photo. It's a fairly sheer drop on the other side, so I'm not quite sure if it's possible without going on the road. But anyway, we shall see. I have to say that was very generous of the workers working in the road. I went up to him and asked if it was possible to pass. I think he looked a bit surprised that I was here, given that the sign saying Route Barrée was a good kilometre back. But I explained, not sure he believed me, but I explained I'd walked up on foot and it would be nice to be able to pass. And he having explained that it was too dangerous, given that there were rocks flying everywhere, they're building a tunnel, said, oh, ben, je vous ai pas vu. I haven't seen you, i.e. don't worry about it, which I thought was a very pragmatic attitude. Certainly it's going to be quite a spectacular tunnel when it's finished. Oh gosh, here's more works. Anyway, I had to walk through a kind of hail of smoke, and hopefully this man here will be also quite understanding, since going back seems just as dangerous as going on. Okay, we managed to get through there, which I was very glad about, because I'm now in Saint-Mont. 4,500 feet up, it suddenly feels that the air's starting to get a lot thinner, and having walked up from a fairly low base, I'm certainly wishing I'd actually brought some water or food with me. Seems slightly ill-prepared for this venture. But anyway, it was good to get through, and now, according to John, there's a little path that leads to Roche-Palouf, and then hopefully to a little chapel. I'm not sure if I'll be able to update these booths now, or wait till I have to get back.